pictures of Lily. Lily, oh Lily. Lily, oh Lily. Pictures of Lily.
Im Jahr 1967 brachten The Who die Single I Can See for Miles heraus. Im gleichen Jahr gleichfalls Magic Bus und Call Me Lightning.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way, well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile
because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and 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 miles. I could see for miles.
Every day, just to drive to my baby. From 10 to 6 months each day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Im Jahr 1967 erschien auch noch die Single Dogs, im Folgejahr 1968 die beiden Singles Pinball Wizard und The Seeker.
The first time we met, you were a kennel maid. You gave me a tip, I got me full cost paid. You were holding the greyhound in trap number one. Your white coat was shining in the afternoon sun. Now we're both together. We're never gonna break apart, no, no. 'Cause we're a happy couple, you and me, with a greyhound at either knee.
All that tension is the way that could be a flash, young man.
What dog's that?
It's a joke, still get it.
There was nothing in my life bigger than beer. There was nothing in my life bigger than beer. Except in you, little darling. Except in you, little darling. We're a happy couple, you and me, with the greyhound. On Saturday nights, we put all our money on a dog that we like. A kiss and a cuddle, an awfully high $2 tickets and a starry sky. There was nothing in my life bigger than fear. There was nothing in my life bigger than fear.
Wage packet, I read it. I'll put 25 knicker, please, on yellow printer. Oh, I hope the wife don't find out. Yes, it's short a wheel, isn't it? Yes, I know, it's a good dog. I saw it run at White City just last week. Broke the record. Yellow printer, nice dog. It's lovely form. Lovely butter.
Plays by sense of smell, always gets a replay, never.
see him fall. That deaf dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. I thought I was the body table kid, and I just handed my pinball crown to him. Even on my favorite table, he can't beat my best. His disciples needed him, and he just does the rest. He's not crazy, flipping fingers, never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
'70 wurde von The Who ein Auszug aus der Who's Next LP veröffentlicht, der wohl beste Track, den The Who eventuell jeweils eingespielt haben, Won't Get Fooled Again. Im gleichen Jahr erschien noch die weitere Single Let's See Action. In den beiden Folgejahren 1971 und 1972 die für mich letzten beiden relevanten Single Join Together und Relay.
Thank you. is what you do. Gonna get this information through.
Thank you.
Bis zum Tod von Keith Moon im Jahr 1978 hat die Gruppe insgesamt 9 LPs herausgebracht, darunter die beiden bekanntesten Doppelalben Tommy und Quadrophenia. 1970 erschien das Live-Album Live at Leeds, das für mich eines der besten, wenn nicht sogar das beste Rock-Live-Album überhaupt ist. Und davon möchte ich 2 Songs spielen, Young Man Blues, den Mose Allison Blues Klassiker und die Zugabe des Konzertes Magic Bus.
Well, a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. I said a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Well, you know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by. We'll be right back. nowadays it's the old man, he's got all the money. And a young man ain't got nothing in the world to say.
Takes me to you. just to sign my baby.
Two birds, a magic bus.
Don't tell sixpence each day.
Two birds, a magic bus.
I try my baby every way.
Auch nach dem Tod des Bassisten John Entwistle im Jahr 2002 hat die Gruppe praktisch bis zum jetzigen Zeitpunkt natürlich mit Ersatzmusikern weitere Platten veröffentlicht und aktuell auch viele Tourneen durchgeführt, unter anderem auch in Deutschland mit Symphonieorchester und so weiter und so weiter. Musikalisch sind diese Veröffentlichungen jedoch bei weitem nicht an das herangereicht, was in der früheren Maximum Rhythm and Blues Zeit der Who veröffentlicht worden ist. Vielleicht noch zur Aufnahmetechnik von The Who. Pete Townshend war ja im Prinzip der alleinige Songwriter. Er hat nicht nur die Songs geschrieben, sondern er hat Demos gefertigt, und zwar Demos mit allen Instrumenten, die dann im Studio von der Gruppe in Anführungszeichen neu eingespielt worden sind. Pete Townshend hat unter eigenen Namen unter dem Titel Scoop und Another Scoop diese Demos auch veröffentlicht. Soweit mein musikalischer Rückblick auf die englische Gruppe The Who. Da ich Ausschnitte aus den insgesamt 8 Studioplatten bis zum 1978 nicht vorgestellt habe, war dieser Rückblick natürlich nur ausschnittsweise. Ich habe aber versucht, die, glaube ich, doch wesentlichen Stücke, Interpretationen der Gruppe vorzustellen. Und bevor ich mich jetzt endgültig von euch verabschiede, muss ich mich ganz, ganz, ganz herzlich bei Rebi bedanken. Ohne Rebi wäre es für mich absolut unmöglich gewesen, diese Sendung zu machen. Rebi war also quasi mein Produzent, man kann sogar sagen Hauptproduzent. Vielen Dank, Rebi. Ich hoffe, euch hat die Sendung gefallen und vielleicht können wir uns ja demnächst wiederhören. Tschüss, euer Reinhard.
Summertime.